You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I don't think it's too much to ask. What other industry in this country is getting less for their raw product now than we were 20 years ago? I can't name one. I don't think anyone else can name one. It's just bloody ridiculous.
Frustrated and fed up, dairy farmer Joe Bradley walks on the dry, bare land at a dairy farm north of Brisbane. It's 35 degrees and there hasn't been any rain in months. The fourth generation farmer has been in the industry for over 50 years and says he's watched it crumble in front of his eyes.
Oh, it's been terrible. And you know, it just, you watch your mates and they get out of it and it's not good. It's not good. And you know, I've watched generation farmers who have felt that somehow they're a failure because their dad made it work and their granddad made it work, but they can't make it work. But they're not a failure. It's just this bloody system where, as I said, we're getting paid less for our milk than we were 20 years ago.
Mr. Bradley says combined with the devastating drought in Queensland, the low price of milk has made it impossible for many farmers to survive. Over three quarters of the state's dairy farmers have left the industry since the year 2000. It's taken a toll not only economically, but mentally on the farmers.
It hasn't been documented that much, but the amount of suicides in the dairy industry throughout Australia is more than you'd want to believe. Trust me, it's bloody terrible. And you can see it, I felt it myself. Like I've been pretty low at times, and you just wake up in the morning and think, how the hell am I going to pay the next feed bill for these cows? How the hell am I going to get through the day? And it's bloody tough.
But Mr. Bradley isn't giving up just yet. Posing for photographs is not something you'd usually see him doing. On a normal day, he's out tending to his cows and overseeing production. But today, he's in front of the camera. He, alongside a group of Queensland dairy farmers, are shooting the Fair Go campaign, a state-funded initiative to help consumers identify milk brands that actually pay farmers a fair price.
This is the last straw for us. If this fails now, the drought has been bloody terrible, don't get me wrong. It's absolutely shocker. But it's this old saying is, it's a straw that broke the camel's back. We were desperate beforehand, and now this drought has just been the killer.
The Fair Go campaign works like this. If a dairy brand can verify it pays their farmers 73 cents a litre for milk, what's considered the fair and sustainable price, they will be eligible to put a special logo on their bottles. The Queensland Dairy Farmers Organisation, QDO, which is behind the campaign, says it'll give the power back to the consumer so that they know what brands are paying farmers a decent wage. Vice President Matthew Trace says with farmers currently receiving between 67 and 69 cents per litre, 73 cents a litre is a good place to start.
This campaign's about awareness for consumers who really want to help dairy farmers to do the right thing and make dairying sustainable in Queensland. And so this is a price that we've come up with through a formula at the Queensland Dairy Organisation, and it's about having a sustainable price that farmers get paid at the farm gate so they can actually pay their feed bills and still have a little bit left at the end of the day to look after their family.
The campaign begins in Queensland at the beginning of March, but Mr. Trace says there are also plans to go national by the end of the year.
There's definite interest from other states, in particular New South Wales, but other states are interested as well. So I think they're quite keen for us to get going, get sales up, get recognition of the Fair Go logo, and let's make a go of this so that consumers can actually do the right thing, which they want to, but they just don't know how to help.
Mr. Trace says his organisation made contact with all the processors, big and small, to invite them to join the campaign. While their first priority is what they call white milk, milk that goes into the bottle, any dairy product where the brand meets the guidelines can use the logo. Some small brands have already pledged to get behind Fair Go and increase their pay to farmers to the 73 cents per litre. Brand manager for Mullaney Dairies, Misty Bland, says their customers have been asking for something just like this.
We've had an overwhelming response on our social media platforms, customers just showing their appreciation for what we do give back to our farmers and how much we do actually appreciate the hard work.
Third generation farmer Gary Rosinski is also part of the campaign. He says he knows people want to help, they just haven't known how to do it.
When they go to the shops, the story I hear is that there's 15 different milks there and they've got no idea which one to buy. And you might tell them today and there's different range there tomorrow, but if it's got a Fair Go logo on the bottle, they'll know that it's a sustainable price.
While Mr. Rosinski says 73 cents a litre in the current climate isn't really enough, it's better than nothing.
73 cents a litre is a litre that the farmer gets, which is probably not really enough in the fact that we've got a drought and we've got very high input costs, including grain, hay, irrigation costs. But we've got to start somewhere as a sustainable price, what's seen as a sustainable price. And if we get some really good seasons, that would be okay. Not good enough, but okay. So we've got to start somewhere and the public will support that.
Alongside Mr. Bradley and Mr. Rosinski at the shoot stand another three slightly different looking dairy farmers.
We're the Dairy Girls and we want our family to have a fair go.
8-year-old Harper, 10-year-old Mia and 12-year-old Amber Gerrits have joined the campaign to keep their family's dairy farm viable.
Because we're in a drought and it's really hot and we deserve it.
And stuff is getting more expensive and they need to pay for it to help their cows.
And because we try really hard.
And as the next generation of potential dairy farmers, the three girls say they appreciate everyone's support.
Thank you, Australia, for supporting our dairy farmers.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.